echo the words of Maria Clara and thank the NGOs who've come to the meeting this morning. I wish to thank them for their presentations, for everything that they've said to us in this room today. I wish to emphasize that in my own work, I have had opportunity to work together with FEDEFAM and with other NGOs as well, and I've participated in some of their grassroots work. Marta has been with us today, and she has been very active with FEDEFAM in drafting this very convention. And here she is today, raising her voice and bringing her points to us, and that is entirely appropriate. It's also very welcoming to see the younger generation that is going to be replacing older ones in all societies. I think this brings us a snapshot view of the situation in different countries in Latin America, but also in Asia. We've heard specifically about the Philippines this morning, for example, and we really need this kind of input as a committee. If you follow our activities on the committee's website, then you will be able to find out more about the activities that we're conducting, for example, the consideration of state party reports, and that will be an opportunity for you to share your knowledge, for example, by submitting shadow reports. And that is something that the committee values very highly. The shadow reports can be used by the committee to prepare comments and recommendations for the state's party. So when that would be a valuable contribution to make in the context of these public meetings that we hold. I know that you've traveled a very long way indeed to bring us your messages. And I thank you very much for the effort that you've made on behalf of all of my colleagues. I'm sure they share my view. I wish you a safe journey home. Thank you.
Thank you, Horacio. And now I'll give the floor to Mr. Deco.
Oui, Madame la